Savitri, Book 2, Canto 2. Starting from the end of the page 250 till the beginning of the page 252. For the world seen, she weaves a world conceived. She spins in stiff but unsubstantial lines her gossamer word webs of abstract thought, her segment systems of the infinite, her theodicies in cosmogonic charts, and myth by which she explains the inexplicable. At will, she spaces in thin air of mind, like maps in the schoolhouse of intellect hung, forcing wide truth into a narrow scheme, her numberless warring strict philosophies. Out of nature's body of phenomenon, she carves with thought's keen edge in rigid lines, like rails for the world magician's power to run, her science is precise and absolute. On the huge bare walls of human nations, written round nature's deep dumb hieroglyphs, she pens in clear demotic characters the vast encyclopedia of her thoughts, an algebra of her mathematics signs, her numbers and unerring formulas she builds to clinch her summary of things. On all sides runs, as if in a cosmic mosque, tracing the scriptural verses of her laws, the deedle of her patterned arabesques, art of her wisdom, artifice of her lore. This art, this artifice, are her only stock. In her high works of pure intelligence, in her withdrawal from the senses' trap, there comes no breaking of the walls of mind. There leaps no rending flash of absolute power. There dawns no light of heavenly certitude. A million faces wears her knowledge here, and every face is turbaned with a doubt. All now is questioned, all reduced to naught. Once monumental in their massive craft, her old great mythic writings disappear, and into their place start strict ephemeral signs. This constant change spells progress to her eyes. Her thought is an endless march without a goal.